Welcome back to the Jeff Ford Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for being with us on this Wednesday. Real quick programming note, tomorrow we'll have the Attorney General, also candidate for United States Senate, Steve Marshall, a couple other guests to be named later. April Marie Fogle, our Thursday regular, is to fill in on 99.5 up in Birmingham. So we'll have to find a suitable replacement for her for tomorrow. But we do have confirmed General Marshall, so please tune in to that. 251-343-0106. We'll run through some of these texts probably in the next segment before we wrap up. So if you got anything you want to say, feel free to convey it on the text line. Joining us now here, he's we're bringing it back home, at least for me, on the Eastern Shore. But State Representative Matt Simpson joins us here up at the State House. Representative, how are you?
I'm doing good. Good to see you up here.
Yeah, thanks for coming by. I appreciate your time. Well, how are things going? I mean, I know you're the man of the hour right now. We'll get to that in just a moment with the bill, the capital punishment for sex offenders bill. But let's or child sex offenders, I need to say. But locally, how are things going, Daphne?
Things are going good. I think, you know, I'm excited about what we've got going on in Daphne and where we're working with the Spanish Fort. You know, you've got a new administration coming in Spanish Fort with Brad Bass, and he's really hit the ground running with what he's done, a lot
he
of
really
stuff.
Has, yeah.
I'm impressed by him. I am, and a couple of the new members of the city council in Spanish Fort, and Robin Lejeune and Daphne, you know, good friend. I think things are really, you know, heading in the right direction in the Eastern Shore. So I'm excited to be a part of the team when we're working together on the city level and the state level and the federal level. You know, I'm excited about what we've got going on in Baldwin County.
Yeah, I mean, and it's finally, you're having discussions that aren't about what are we going to do about all this growth, you know, and it's not sort of a panic discussion, but it does seem more to be at least headed in a more productive direction, maybe.
I think people, you know, Mayor Lejeune's been there for a few years, and so now he's passed his first term, so he's getting through there. I've been, you know, this is 8 years in, and Mayor Bass getting in with when he's done. I think we're everybody's working together, and that's a good place to be. You know, it's nice as we walk through this upcoming election season to walk through as well to see, hey, look, it's not just one group trying to do everything outside of the other. It's not, you know, you're picking fights between certain groups. You're trying to draw lines in certain ways. It's a general direction and moving in the right direction from everybody. And that's wonderful to see.
Yeah, that's one of the things with Daphne right now. I watched a little bit of the municipal elections and the discussions there, but Fairhope's got different things going on. But I think there's some truth to that, and it does seem different, if anything.
Mm-hmm. That's the way I think government should work. I think everybody has their own inputs. Now, do I do things that everybody likes? No. Do I agree with everything that everybody does? No. But we can also put everything aside and say, what's the best interest of our area and our citizens? And that's a wonderful place to be in.
Well, let's talk about this. Last night, State of the State, and we knew this would probably be a big bill coming into the session, and especially now you and I talked about it last year, and then this Bibb County situation arises, and it really put we got to do something. Child predators, the death penalty, capital punishment, and I think our discussion last time sort of, well, how do you get it to through the constitutional muster? And you kind of had it mapped out, but it's got a renewed presence in the legislature. Fourth year of the quadrennium, not expected to be a crazy session, but this ought to be the signature bill of the session, I would think.
I'm thinking so. You know, I filed it last year in 2024. Last year was 2025. We had it in the 2025 session, got it through the House, got it up to the Senate. I think it passed Senate duty and just never made it to the floor. Unfortunately, it takes some time, like what happens in Bibb County, to draw some attention to this.
Right.
When that happened in Bibb County, Senator Weaver, April Weaver, who's fantastic, reached out to me and said, Matt, this bill's too important. What do we need to do? And so we went up, and one of the big things that shot this in the arm was we went up to D.C. in July. And we had the Trump administration had the Alabama legislature up in D.C. in July. And on their list of agenda for items that they wanted passed was this bill.
Right.
And so you're sitting around the room, you've got all the senators, you've got the governor's office, you've got, you know, the House, and we're all sitting around the president's office. The administration is saying, you need to pass this bill. So that kind of shot it into the arm. And I think, you know, you take what happened in Bibb County, you take what happened with the White House getting on board, and it gave the kick the bill needed. It's unfortunate that it took that from Bibb County. But if we're going to take anything from that, is we will make the law change because of what happened.
And so, you know, you have this, the Bibb County situation, but, you know, and we could talk about this part of it, about it's going to be challenged and you have to go through the courts. But if you get it on the books now, at least maybe it is some kind of a deterrent. I don't know what, and I was telling the speaker this and talking to Senator Weaver and Senator Gudger about it too. You don't know what goes through the mind of people who commit these crimes. I have no idea. I don't know what kind of person would even, you know, go in that direction. However, if he, you know, if anything comes of this, at least maybe they think twice about it or you know, not, you don't want to mess with Alabama on this one.
Right. I think that there will be, you know, noted people that understand the law has changed through this. But what we're doing, the constitutional aspect of why we're trying to go about getting it done this way, is because the more states that get involved, the more states that have this legislation passed, the stronger the argument is to overturn the Supreme Court's decision. In 2023, Florida passed this bill. In 2024, Tennessee passed this bill. And in 2025, Idaho, Oklahoma, and Arkansas passed this bill. So again, the Supreme Court has said it was an unusual punishment. That's why they struck it down in the Kennedy case in 2008. They said there were only five states that did it. Because there were only five states, it was unusual punishment. So what we're trying to do is, I don't anticipate Alabama being the first state to get challenged. I think Florida has already started prosecution of someone under this law.
Right.
When Florida gets challenged and they have to go to the Supreme Court, they can say, look, we have six other states, and whoever knows what other states have been there behind then, that follow Alabama, to say, no, we've passed it in all these other states. It's no longer unusual. So we're kind of helping the tip of the spear by giving them more credibility in their argument. So I really think there is a chance to get this overturned in the Supreme Court. This isn't just something that, it's not a press release bill. It's not a messaging bill.
No, because you had a bona fide incident. Mm-hmm. And you know, for some of our listeners, you may not know this, you prosecutor one time and you still are. You did that, and so I guess you have some kind of familiarity with a lot of these kinds of crimes.
Right. You know, I did specialize in child sex crimes prosecutions for 4.5 years of my career in the Baldwin County DA's office. I'm prosecuting part time in the Mobile DA's office now, but doing more of the murder side of stuff. What we're trying to do, this isn't just a, hey, I want to get my name on a bill that can say we passed it and look, Alabama's is great and it gets challenged in the Supreme Court and it's never going to go anywhere. There's a method to the madness of this, of trying to be supportive of other states to actually get this changed. With this court, with what we have here, there is a path that can get this done. You know, we've had General Marshall come, and when we had a press conference earlier in August, General Marshall came and said that they would do whatever they needed to do to fight, to stand up to this bill, to get this overturned, to overturn the Supreme Court. I think this can happen. This isn't me just saying, hey, it's a press release. Look at me. It's an election year. We're trying to get this done.
It's not a bill that's going to pass and then, okay, well, the federal court's going to strike it down. And,
right.
You know, this has, and you know, this is why I get to stress this to the listeners one more time, that cruel and unusual punishment, you're trying to take it out of the unusual punishment category and make it a more reasonable form of punishment in the eyes of the court, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's why this is important, because this is going on other places all over the country, and this is sort of part of the national effort.
Yes, it's a national push, and it's unfortunate. I don't know if we're getting more stories out about what's happened, or there seems to be a lot more in the news about these type of events that go on where children are the victim, young victims
right.
are the victim of these type of things. It didn't used to be this way.
It's like an internet thing maybe or right. something like that. Cause we, you know, it's either that, or like you said, the media coverage does seem to be more of these incidents mm-hmm. throughout.
And we've had terrible instances in Baldwin County as well. You know, I think they had one right as I was talking about this last year. There was a 1 year old that was like spent their 1 year, their first birthday in the hospital because of bruises and the injuries suffered based on an event like this that happened from them. So, I mean, it's all over our community. It's sad. It's unfortunate that it takes something like Bibb County to the level of Bibb County to get more people aware of it, but it happens more often than people think.
It happens, yeah, like you said, it was Robertsdale or wherever, yeah, and seeing that, it just like, but death seems like a reasonable punishment to me for these people, but it's going to take more than just Alabama acting alone.
Right.
Yeah. Joined by State Representative Matt Simpson here on the program. Talk about this, if you would. The governor talking about it. You know, whenever the governor brings up your bill in her State of the State speech, that is going to help, right?
Yeah, it was a great thing to be a part of. It was very cool. I'm like a history buff,
right?
So I had the opportunity to escort the governor on the stage last night, and I'm walking directly behind her as she walks into the chamber, and she walks in, and you hear the announcement of Governor Kay Ivey, and you know, just the atmosphere to be able to walk into that, to be able to walk onto the stage, you sit around and see, and the number of State of the States that have been given from that podium and from there, like just the history of that hit me. And that was awesome to see. And it was an honor to be invited by the governor to escort her, to be right behind her on the stage as she walks through. You know, that was really cool. This is the second time I've had a bill mentioned by the governor in the State of the State. The first time was the fentanyl trafficking bill that I passed in 2023. When the governor gets on board with something and sends the message to the legislature that, hey, this is something that I want to sign and this is something that is a priority, yeah, it helps. It kind of helps all the members understand, okay, this has been vetted. This isn't some wild goose chase of some crazy bill that we don't understand the effects of. This is something that really people have put their time and effort into. The governor has been pushing this bill across the state. She came down to Point Clear for a conference and spoke about it at a conference in Point Clear this summer. I was anticipating it being in the State of the State. I didn't anticipate it being the first bill she mentioned in the State of the State. She also sent a press release out this morning about it. You know, it's wonderful to work with her office and have the momentum behind a bill and behind an idea and behind, you know, a bill that you carry. It feels awesome to see that kind of support behind it.
We just got a few more minutes here, but I guess we need to talk about a little bit. Hey, you running for reelection. 8 years wasn't enough. You want 4 more years of this? Talk a little bit about that. What do you want to get done? What's left?
You know, it's an honor to be able to serve the constituents of District 96. It has been the honor of a lifetime to be able to do this, to come up here again. I'm a politics nerd. Jeff, you and I go back, and we were just talking, I mean, we go back almost 20 years with Young Republicans.
Right.
You know, it's fantastic to see. I love how the sausage is made. Like, I love the policy side of it. I love the positions and you're taking on issues. I love seeing the government work. Now, the politics side of it, I'm terrible, and I will be the first to admit I'm probably the worst at the politics side of it. But the policy side and seeing something done and seeing laws change and seeing, hey, there's an avenue to be able to make something that can actually change the laws in this country, not just the state, but change the laws in this country for the death penalty stuff. When you see fentanyl come in and affect our state so bad to have the fentanyl bill, mental health court in Baldwin County, you start looking back at some of the stuff that I was able to pass in these past 8 years. And I'm really happy for what I've done. I'm really happy to be able to work with my philosophy of government is a bottom up form of government, meaning I take ideas from constituents, you know, work with the cities. How can we work with the cities to get what they want done? How can we work with the county to get what they want done? It's not me coming in and saying, hey, Montgomery is telling you have to do this. It's me taking ideas from Baldwin County and bringing them up to Montgomery. I tell people all the time, we need more Baldwin County in Montgomery and less Montgomery in Baldwin County. And that's philosophy I live by. That's something that I stand for, is I'm a small government conservative. I don't agree with everything, but just because I don't agree with everything doesn't mean that I don't want government to go in that direction to have that type of impact on people, because I'm a small government individual.
Last question, we'll get you out of here on this. Anything you're going to miss about this building when y'all make the move?
You know,
I've been asking everybody.
You've been asking everybody.
I asked Senator Gudger, and he does architectural antiques. He's like, there's nothing redeeming to salvage from this building.
You know, this was never meant to be a legislative building. It was a transportation. It was a highway building.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's like, oh, look at the, look at how fantastic this was, and you have years of this to go through. I mean, it's
not historic or anything.
No, yeah. It's just where they shoved us and said, this is where you're going to be part-time, and that part-time just happened to be 40 years. I think that I'm excited. I don't think the general public understands. 90% of the people I talk to only make their trip up to Montgomery when they were in fourth grade.
Yeah.
And so they don't see the Capitol. They don't see the State House. They don't see what we have. But when you come up, to be able to have access to the members, to be able to, so there's room in the hallways to be able to walk down and have conversations.
You're not going to get the black lung by just doing a 3-hour radio show once a week.
You know, that was one of the first things they told us when they came in, is like, listen, if you leave a cup of coffee out or you leave a water overnight in your desk, just go ahead and throw it away the next morning, because you don't know what's going to be in that cup when you come back the next morning. You know, I bring bottled water in just because you don't trust the water in this building to come through. So it sounds fantastic what we're going to. I haven't had a chance to see the new building other than the construction that goes up. Right. I think they're starting to show tours through here. I think one of the things I've always liked to do in this building, and then one of the things I'll miss is the tunnel, because I would always take the young kids that come up, the, you know, your junior city councils that come up, or your leadership classes that come up, and say, hey, come, let's walk through this tunnel and see some of the history of the connections to go through there. I like to show the house, show the building off, and just the history from here. I'm going to miss that part of it. But I'm excited about the opportunities to be able to serve. If the people of District 96 will send me back the opportunity to serve and see this new State House. And, you know, you never know what turnover is going to be, what committees will be, what chairs will be around. I'm happy to serve as chair of both the Baldwin delegation and the Ethics Committee. So we'll see what opportunities in the future hold.
Well, we'll be watching. Representative, we appreciate you stopping by, and we'll do it again soon.
Anytime.
All right. That was State Representative Matt Simpson. Got to get a break in here. We'll wrap it up here in just a moment. This has been the Jeff Floor Show on FM Talk 106.5.